Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Not so great news.
No.
It's awful. Rochester police have several blocks shut down due to an investigation of police shooting this morning.
Yeah.
Rochester Police Captain Frank Umbrino confirmed that to the news reporters, friends over at News 10 NBC, that the shooting happened on Glasser Street near Massive Street, and Umbrino would not comment on the condition of the person who was shot, but he did say that that officers at the scene are quote unquote okay. Again, this is like breaking just now.
Well, hang on. He's died.
The person who was shot?
Yes. Yeah, News 10 NBC tweeted that out, saying Rochester police confirmed the man shot by an officer this morning has died. So there's multiple shots fired. The man is being identified as being in his 20s. As for the man shot and killed, officers did not say if he fired shots or had a gun. It was during a traffic stop, though, I believe.
A traffic stop? Okay. So that's the update on that. We'll talk to Brennan Summers when we come to our briefings with Brennan in about 2 hours here. But yeah. Not good. Heavy stuff this Friday morning.
Yeah. All right.
Totally.
Moving on in the Team PXY feed, in a move to send the country back toward pre-pandemic life, yesterday the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention eased indoor masking wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, allowing them to safely stop wearing masks inside in most places. The new guidance still calls for wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters, but will help clear the way for reopening workplaces, schools, and other venues, even removing the need for masks or social distancing for those, again, who are fully vaccinated. The CDC will also no longer recommend that fully vaccinated people wear masks outdoors, even in crowds. The announcement comes
like concerts, like a CBAC or like a Darien Lake concert.
Or Frontier Field.
Okay.
The announcement comes as the CDC and the Biden administration have faced pressure to ease restrictions on fully vaccinated people. People who are 2 weeks past their last required COVID-19 dose, in part to highlight the benefits of getting the shot. I mean, you know, I know someone referred to it as, you know, vaccine segregation.
Yeah.
But if you think it's a risk to get the vaccine, and if that's your opinion and that's how you feel, that's fine. But you need to understand there are those of us who are willing to accept that for the reward of this.
Right.
So to think that things are going to stay status quo, even though there's, you know, again, at least here in Monroe County, over 50% of the population has the vaccine. You think it's just going to stay at 33% capacity?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Businesses need to make money. They need to be back to 100% if possible.
Totally.
So I'm sorry if that makes you mad and you feel excluded, but that's just the way it's going to be.
Speaking of some of those businesses in our area, some businesses are saying that even if their customers are vaccinated, the masks are here to stay.
Interesting.
News 10 NBC went around to run around to different shops, organizations, stores in Monroe County, asking those business owners if they would still keep the mask mandate within their stores and guidance.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, for the record, important to point out really quick, this is the CDC guidance. New York State has to say that
yes. This
is, you know, is
so,
the thing.
So, as awesome as it was to get that alert yesterday on my News 10 NBC app, literally thought it was like a joke. I was like, huh?
My wife said the same thing. She was like, was that real?
I threw my phone. I was, huh?
Yeah.
Hot potato. That could be great for everyone, but it's not going to be great until it's lifted here in New York.
Right.
And we have a lot of people right here on the local level, Monroe County leaders, urging for Governor Cuomo to lift the mandate. Yeah.
Michael Mendoza, who we'll be talking to here in a little over an hour, tweeted and said that he is advising that the state does follow with the new new CDC guidelines.
For me, if the science and the research is out there that is saying it's safe, then let's send it.
I mean, that's what we've been doing the whole time, right?
Right.
So, absolutely. All right. Let's see. Finally, in the Team PXY feed, a whole other issue we've been dealing with. We talked about this a little earlier this week. Those gas prices.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've seen it over $3. It makes me sick to my stomach. But if you think local gas stations are jacking up prices, the New York Attorney General has a message for you. She says she wants to know. Yesterday, the AG said she's urging New Yorkers to report any dramatic increases in the cost of gas. The warning comes after the nation's largest fuel pipeline was shut down by a gang of hackers. While operations have since restarted, the AG cited a spike in a report of panic buying of gasoline down the East Coast, as well as a rise in prices by some sellers. As for what to look out for when you report the problem, the AG said you should mention specific increased prices, the dates and the places you saw the increased prices, and the types of fuel being sold. She said that you should also provide copies of sales receipts and photos of the advertised prices if available. Gas stations that appear to have engaged in price gouging must have evidence to justify those price increases.
Okay.
Should have reported that place. Like, this was like 2 weeks ago. It was 313. Like, what? Are you kidding me? It was on the west side, and it was a smaller like, it looked like it was kind of like a shop that just had like a body shop that also has the gas in front of it. It's like 313. Like, are you freaking kidding me? And I bought a little bit at that point because I was like running out. I was on fumes.
Yeah. Okay. What's your move though? Because I think this is interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can still pull this move with gas shortages and gas prices and things like that. But like, if I'm running low and like I'm going to run out of gas, I'll stop and put like $3 in, then I'll find a cheaper one.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I think I put like 10 in, just enough to get me through the day, and then I just deal with it later.
Really?
Well, because typically, like, I'm going somewhere trying to be on time for something, so I don't have time to stop at one and then stop at another.
Right. But I'm saying you're not going to fill it up all the way.
No, I didn't. I think it would put like $10. Mm.
So eventually you are going to stop again.
Well, eventually, yeah. But it's not like, I'm not saying I'm going to put in 50 cents of gas to be able to make it to the next gas station.
No, totally, totally. I mean, just like a little appetizer.
Yeah, sure. Just to get you through. No, that's the move. Absolutely. Okay. Up online, 98pxy.com. Got to get back into our Savage or Sensible. That's where the poll is. Very interesting one today. We had a listener reach out to say that their friend does this. Savage or Sensible, going on the exact same first date with everyone you go out with. Apparently this guy may have learned this move from a movie. We've had multiple people texting it about it, and it kind of makes sense that maybe that's what happened. Just art imitating life, or life imitating art, rather. You're very against this idea.
I am. I feel bad for these girls, guys, right. whoever's going on the date.
I mean, I don't know if he advertises the fact that it's the same date he goes on.
Would you? It's sneaky and weird.
Well, it's not sneaky, but do you, talk about weird, sitting there on a first date and telling them all the other places you go with dates, like, that would be weirder. I don't think I ever mentioned other first dates when I was on first date.
If it came to the surface, I would definitely feel weird and like kind of uncomfortable and kind of sad, actually.
All right. Well, you can
like, you don't actually care enough to like put effort in to make a date.
I don't. Again,
you're just going by the blueprint. You're just going by the mold.
Again, I think I've really convinced myself that this is sensible with the anxiety angle. Because again, like, you could remember when you were going on first dates, Breeze. Well, maybe not you, because you don't care about literally anything. But for us normal people that get sometimes...
I cared when that girl broke her clavicle.
Yeah, there you go. So first dates can be incredibly awkward.
Horrible.
So why wouldn't you control the situation to the best of your ability to make it as comfortable for you as possible? That makes sense to
me. Oh, I just like literally don't care.
Yeah, we know.
So
you can go to 98pxy.com or text the keyword vote.
Like Rachel showed up an hour late to our first date and I was like annoyed, but I was like, I'd probably do it too.
Yeah, well, you definitely would. You could text the keyword vote to 585-222-9800. We'll get back into that coming up next.